Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Each month, Dean Regas, outreach astronomer from the Cincinnati Observatory, checks in with his Looking Up segment for Cincinnati Edition. This morning, he's on the phone with the host of NPR's Science Friday, Ira Flatow.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good morning to you.
Well, Science Friday, I mean, this is a great show that we always listen to at the Observatory on Friday. How did the show come about?
Well, we're now in our 22nd year, and it came about by an idea I had a couple decades ago to create a talk show, and there were not many talk shows in public radio at that time, and I said, why can't we have a talk show about science? There's so many interesting things going on. And I went out and raised the money from the National Science Foundation, went back to NPR, and they said, great idea. We'll give you one day of the week. What do we do with the other days? And I said, well, that's up to you. And they filled in the other days with Talk of the Nation. So Science Friday was sort of the catalyst for all of this. You think that people would get tired about talking about things, but they never get tired of talking about science. They're always really interested in science because I think it answers the same questions that people have been asking for centuries, which is, where did we come from and where are we going? And people want to know that.
And you find that's a big thing for your audience. I mean, is there an audience that you would like to reach with the show?
You know, we don't have anybody in mind when we put the show together. We simply say, if I can understand it, if I can tell it to somebody in the general public, we're very happy that that's the level we're looking at. I think even though we have a lot of geeky, science nerdy people who listen to the show,
yes,
we also
do.
Have a very, very large audience of people who come up to me at a meeting and invariably they say the same thing. They start out by saying, you know, I was an English major, but I love Science Friday, so we're happy that way too.
Yeah, the topics you cover, I mean, science can be such a visual field. I mean, what are your tips to make it come to life on radio?
Well, we try to paint a little visual picture. We don't try to get too bogged down in the details. We try to give our listeners a flavor of what we're talking about, and if they want much more detail, then we give them resources on the web, or we'll have a book we can send them to, or they'll find the details themselves. We're just trying to show the excitement that is happening about a topic, and I think if you can convey that the excitement that scientists have or the excitement that you have about it, it rubs off.
And your guests always do that so well. I think you pick some really good folks. Who are your most memorable interviewers from or interviewees from 2012?
Oh, we've had a lot of people on who are really good speakers, and some people who are not. And a lot of times, scientists will come on, and scientists who are, people who are not scientists. I think probably we had Alan Alda coming on with the Flame Challenge.
Oh yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, we just interviewed him in January, and he talked all about communicating science. So was he a good science communicator?
He's a great science communicator, and he realizes that there is a job, and it's a pleasure to have someone with his notoriety who will come on and talk about science and make himself available.
Well, I'm speaking with Ira Flatow, host of National Public Radio's Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Now, since it is Science Friday, I had the question, what do you do Saturday through Thursday?
That's a very good question. We do a lot of things. One of them is we do a lot of fundraising, because even though we are broadcast by NPR, NPR pays us very little to do the program, so we have to actually go out and raise the money ourselves. So that takes a lot of my time and our staff time. And the other time, we also have our digital efforts. We have a Facebook page. We have a website. We have 300,000 Twitter members now. And we have 65,000 Facebook members. So we're constantly refreshing the news. Even though we're Friday, we like to call ourselves every day is Science Friday now. And we spend a lot of time servicing our online community and thinking up new ideas about what to do for Friday.
Well, now, how did you get started in this field? I mean, were you an English major and then turned to science?
I wish I could say I was. I actually when I was in college, way before you were born, I was studying engineering. I was an engineering major. And in high school, before that, I was very much interested in the theater. And when I got into college, I really was not cut out to be an engineer, even though I got an engineering degree. I gravitated toward the radio station. And back in the late 1960s, early 70s, there were all these campus demonstrations and riots, and I got my first reporting experience covering these in Buffalo at WBFO. And I happened to be at the right place at the right time because my boss at the radio station was tapped to start NPR, a guy named Bill Siemering, who went to Washington to start NPR. And after 4 years in Buffalo, I said, get me out of here. You know, can you get me a job someplace? And it took a little bit of convincing for him to bring me down to Washington. But I got there in the first year and started doing science productions as a producer. And NPR in those days, and still is, always has been interested in science. And we used to do a lot of science on the radio. In fact, we used to go to live meetings and broadcast live events, lectures and stuff from various science meetings around the world. So I hung on there for a while, worked my way up as a science correspondent, left NPR for a while to do a TV show called Newton's Apple, and then wrote a couple of books and came back with this wacky idea to NPR to do this science talk show, which to everybody's credit, they decided they would do.
Well, now, another aspect of this is the technology. Are you a technology junkie, a lover of gizmos, gadgets, that
yes.
kind of thing?
Yes, I love all that stuff. And, you know, we had I made a brief appearance on The Big Bang Theory, that TV show on CBS.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah.
Sheldon, the producers called me up one day and said, we would like to put Sheldon on Science Friday, literally on the TV show. Can you make us, you know, a mock broadcast of Sheldon on Science Friday? So we worked together, and sure enough, Sheldon was in his office on TV and got a call from me to explain his famous magnetic monopole theory that he likes to talk about.
Aha.
And we did a cute little segment with them, and it got great ratings. It was actually the first time that that the Big Bang Theory beat out its brother, Two and a Half Men, which was right behind it, the first time ever in the ratings. So it just goes to show you that science is very, very popular. And as a geek, what we're trying to do? We're trying to change the name from geek. We think geek is an old term. And because people are not just geeky anymore, they have interests in other things. They may be interested in the arts. We do a lot of science and arts on our program. They may be interested in culture. So we're trying to change the image of geek to one of Benjamin Franklin, who really was, you know, an eclectic guy. He was one of the country's greatest scientists and also was interested in all kinds of stuff. So we're trying to change the name from being a geek to being a Benji.
A Benji?
We want people
I
who are
heard
Benjis.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So we're trying to use that a little bit more and virally spread it to see what you can do to help us
okay,
out.
Okay, I'll
virally
see what I can...
spreading. You sound like more like a Benji than a geeky guy.
Well, I appreciate it. I've been owning the geeky thing. I just, you know, you've got to own it, I think.
You do. You have to own it and be proud of it. In fact, we owned it so much that we put out pocket protectors with the Science Friday logo on them.
Oh, my gosh.
And we made only like 3,000 of them, and they got snapped up immediately. So we're going to put out some more pocket protectors. And who knows? Maybe slide rules could come after that. You never know.
Benjamin Franklin glasses. I think those should come out. That would be
right.
Perfect.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you. And good luck to you. And hello to all my Science Friday listeners.
I've been speaking with Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on WVXU and WMUB. For more information on the show, go to wvxu.org. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Dean Regas, looking up.